this pastor died and went up to the pearly gates, and in front of him there was this guy with a loud colored shirt on. You know, it was kind of wild, maybe Hawaiian shirt like Melvin wears. Anyway, St. Peter said, "What's your name?" And he told him, and he looked in the book of life, and he gave him a bronze rod and a silk robe. So he went in, and the pastor walks up and says, what's your name?" And he looks, and he found it, and he says, and he gets a wooden staff and a cotton robe. And the pastor says, "Hey, wait a minute. How come a taxi driver gets a bronze staff and a silk robe, and I get a wooden staff and a cotton robe?" He says, "Well, whenever you was pastoring a church, all your congregation slept. Whenever the people in the taxi cab, they all prayed." So, well, I want to bring a message. You know, we talk about how God is loving, and He forgives us, and you got His Ten Commandments and stuff. But what we don't hear a lot about is the hell, and it is brought. I mean, it just happened to. Brought to my attention one this week that you don't hear a lot about that, and I thought that'd be a good message, and so we're gonna try it. And somebody told me today, you can't drop tuck and roll in hell, because it's all over. It's hot down there, no matter where you're at. So we will see what we can do here. Hell in the Christian theology is the ultimate destination of an unrepentant sinners and the abroad of the devil and his dramatic followers. It is described as a place of internal punishment characterized by torment, darkness, separation from God, and destruction. The concept of hell can be tracked back to the Old Testament, but it is more explicitly described in the New Testament. Jesus himself referred to hell on multiple occasions. And here we got some scripture to back this up. In Matthew 10:28, he warned us about the one who can destroy both body and soul in hell, highlighting the external mature of the punishment. In Mark 9:43, Jesus spoke as hell is a place where the fire never goes out, implying unending torment. Furthermore, in Matthew 25:41, Jesus mentioned hell as a place prepared for the devil and his angels, emphasizing its purpose as a place of punishment for the forces of evil. How many of us like to be tormented? As you get older, maybe it ain't so bad. You know, people make fun of you a little bit, and I torment him at work a lot, but he just hit me over the head with a sledgehammer, and we went on. And that's not why I told you to come. You know, I just thought I'd pick on you a little. I usually pick on another guy back there in the back row. But Justin, he's been, you know, I've lost touch with my family, and Justin, he's kind of been... He kind of fills that void. And like school bus, you know, the kids, they fill that void for me, because I just love kids. I like kidding them. And every time I go to a place, and Tiffany will attest to this, that these little kids will come up to me, look at me just like they want me to talk to them. I don't know what... I mean, I know I'm getting off track here, but, you know, it's just neat. But none of us like to be tormented. Whenever I was a kid, I hated being tormented. I used to get tormented all the time. My ears stuck out, and they used to flick my ears, and they used to call me Radar, and how's the weather, and And I got so mad I'd punch him back, and then I got in trouble for that. So, but you know, hell's a real place, and without God's grace, you know, there'd be a lot more people go there. But continuing on, the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, Luke 16:19-31, is a vivid account that illustrates the reality of hell as a place of torment and separation. The rich man in Hades suffers from thirst and anguish while being separated from Abraham and Lazarus by a great chasm, Luke 16:26. The apostle in his letters also mentioned hell as a place of eternal destruction. In 2 Thessalonians, Paul wrote that those who disobey the gospel will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord. This verse emphasizes the element separation from God's presence as a crucial aspect of the punishment. I mean, you know, it just talks about if you're not right with God, you will go to hell. And that's serious. And one thing you don't want to do is tell somebody to go there when you get mad, because that's real punishable too. I mean, and you know, that's just, I mean, this serious, folks. I usually kid around a lot, but you know, it just gives me goosebumps to think that we need to be out there telling people about Jesus and how loving he is, and keep people from going to hell, because we don't want that. We don't. And I'm no pastor, I'm just a simple farmer. But I don't want to, even my people that don't like me, I don't want them to go to hell. I want them to go to heaven, to where they have no worries. Because you can live on this earth and it can be like hell and sometimes, you know. And we had that heat this last week. And I don't like to be hot. And I sure it's 1,000 times hotter down there. And I don't even want to think about it. But continuing on, the book of Revelation provides a more detailed description of the ultimate fate of the devil and his followers. Revelation 20:10 reveals that the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where he will be tormented forever. Revelation 20:14-15 further explains that death, Hades, and those whose names are not written in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire, the second death. In this article, we have compiled Bible verses that explore the theological understanding of hell, drawing from various aspects of its nature as described in the scriptures. And it says that Luke 16:23, that Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. Matthew 13:50, and he threw them into a blazing furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And it says in Mark 9:43, if your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell where the fire never goes out. Hell is a place of darkness. Matthew 22:13. Then the king told the attendants, tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That just sounds terrible. It just, you know what a coyote sounds like. bar, you know, in the thicket or whatever. I just can't imagine. I really can't. I live back a half mile lane, and we don't have, about the only thing we hear is a dog barking or coyotes ourselves, but I just can't, I mean, I just can't imagine how bad this place is. You know, and like I say, we hear of heaven, how good it is, and streets of gold and stuff like that. Wouldn't you rather be there than you would in a fiery furnace full of torment? I get an amen. Jude 1:13. There are wild waves of sea foaming up their shame, wandering stars for whom blackest darkness has been reserved forever. 2 Peter 2:17. These people are springs without water and mist driven by storm. Blackest darkness is reserved for them. It talks about hell as a place of separation. Luke 16:26. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been set up in place so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. Matthew 25:41. And he will say to those on the left, depart from me, you are cursed, into eternal fire prepared for devil and his angels. Matthew 7:23. There I will tell you plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Hell is a place of destruction. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. 2 Thessalonians 1:9. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. Revelation 20:14. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. I mean, do we understand this? Do we understand how bad this is? To go to hell. It's, I'm not trying to make everybody look sad, but I'm just, you know, I'm just saying we need to hear about it. No, it's just, it scares me. I, you know, and then I know if you confess your sins and pray to your Lord, you are forgiven and saved. And that's what I put my faith on, because I've made a lot of mistakes and I don't want to go down there. 2 Peter 2:4, for if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them in chains of darkness to be held for judgment. Hell is a place to be avoided. It is a dreadful, thing to fall into the hands of the living God. I don't think that reads right, but I'm sorry about that one. I'm not reading it right, I guess. Matthew 5:29. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. I mean, this is serious stuff. It really is. When I was looking into this, when I looked into the index of the Bible, I only found three things, or three chapters that talked about it. But when I got on the internet with the Bible verses, there's several. I mean, there's 25 talking about hell in the Bible. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know my Bible that well. I can't say I read it cover to cover. So I maybe I shouldn't be here speaking. But I do know when I do up here talking or trying to bring a message, I do research what I want to talk about. But the last one, Proverbs 15:24, the path of the life leads upward for the prudent to keep them from going down to the realm of the dead. And the conclusion is these Bible verses paint a vivid and sobering picture of hell as a place of torment, darkness, and separation, destruction, and eternal punishment. It is described as a destination reserved for the devil and his angels, but also warns of the possibility of human souls being condemned there. As believers, we should strive to avoid this terrible fate by seeking God's grace and mercy, living a life that is pleasing to Him, and sharing the gospel message with others. So that's what, you know, that's what we want to do. We want to, when we're out and about, we want to try to, well, we just want to live our life. We want God to live through us and bring people to, just bring people to the Lord. They'll find their own church, but just bring them to the Lord, and so they won't go to hell, like, you know, and maybe they'll see in us how Jesus was. I mean, we all know Jesus, you know, he was perfect. And we know we're all sinners. And we know, you know, he talked about, you know, those that without sin cast the first stone, to, you know, talking about condemning people and stuff like that. But anyway, that's my two cents on it. And I'd like to have a prayer pray for the conclusion of this, and if you'd all bow with me. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. I know this was a hard message, and a lot of people don't want to hear it, but I think it needed, you know, you brought to my mind that it needed to be brought to light, to where people know there is a hell, and we want to keep people out of it. We just bless you for this message, and bless you for the rest of the service, and bless you for everything that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.